This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Here are some of the stories making headlines today. The United States approves the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, paving the way for millions of people to receive the shots in the world's hardest hit country. Britain readies Royal Navy ships to patrol its fishing waters in the event of tension from a no-deal Brexit. The clock is ticking towards a deadline to strike an agreement with the EU. Iran executes a former opposition figure who had lived in exile in France and was implicated in anti-government protests days after his sentence was upheld. Rights groups are outraged. Global leaders were due to announce more ambitious plans to combat global warming on the fifth anniversary of the signing of the landmark Paris Agreement. The United Nations expressed growing alarm over the plight of Eritrean refugees caught in the conflict in Ethiopia, warning their safety and survival was at great risk. By settling a back tax bill, Spain's former king, Juan Carlos I, is trying to avoid an embarrassing lawsuit, but he has further dented the image of the monarchy and deepened tensions within the leftist coalition government. A team of cryptography enthusiasts announced they have successfully cracked one of the coded messages sent over 50 years ago by the, quote, Zodiac Killer, who terrorized the U.S. state of California in the late 1960s and remains unidentified. Peru temporarily suspends clinical trials of a COVID-19 vaccine made by a Chinese drug giant after detecting neurological problems in a test volunteer. As an army of resolute Indian farmers keep up their blockade of New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi faces potentially the trickiest challenge yet to his authority and reform agenda.